It's official. Maryland is the sixth state in the nation to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour. This after the General Assembly voted yesterday to override Governor Larry Hogan's veto of the legislation that'll do so. It was one of two vetoes the General Assembly overrode yesterday on mostly party-line votes. A third veto is expected to be overridden today. WYPR's Rachel Bay has more.
Hogan has offered dire warnings about the new minimum wage. This was at a press conference last week.
It's estimated that this action would result in the elimination of 99,000 jobs for the very people who desperately need them the most, and a loss of more than $61 billion over the next decade.
He repeated those numbers in his veto letter. They're from a study released last year by the National Federation of Independent Business about the minimum wage bill the General Assembly was considering at the time. However, that bill would have increased the minimum wage faster than the one that passed this year. The bill that takes effect June 1st raises the minimum wage to $15 by January 2025, with a delay for small businesses. During Thursday's debate, Republicans offered warnings similar to Hogan's.
I really fear where this is going to go.
Senator Robert Cassily, a Republican from Harford County, recalled a recent conversation about the bill.
I said, my biggest concern is the number of minorities who are not even in the economy. Not the people making less than 15. I'm talking the people who don't even have a job. They have no hope of sharing in the economy. I said, that's what really scares me, is those folks, because that's what's feeding crime and drug addiction and all those things.
But Democrats said the move is long overdue. Delegate Melissa Wells, a Democrat who represents part of West Baltimore, said the current minimum wage of $10.10 doesn't cover the cost of living anywhere in Maryland.
And so to hear people talk about how keeping people's wages lower is going to help them because businesses can do better, that does not make sense. That is illogical.
The other veto the General Assembly voted to override changes alcohol and tobacco regulation. It moves the Field Enforcement Division from the Comptroller's Office, where it is now. Instead, it will report to an Alcohol and Tobacco Commission, whose members are appointed by Hogan. Hogan and Comptroller Peter Francho have said the legislation is political retribution for decisions Francho has made that legislative leaders don't like. And Francho warns it could lead to corruption.
As a result of this legislation, the big tobacco, big beer companies will get to handpick their regulators.
But he said Thursday that the fight isn't over yet.
The bill is so poorly written that it will be impossible to implement it. We will not implement it. We will consider litigation if we have to.
Supporters of the change point out that it was one of several recommendations by a task force that studied how to improve public safety and health issues related to alcohol use. The Senate also voted Thursday to override Hogan's veto of a bill giving local school boards the authority to decide when the school year starts and ends. The legislation would undo an executive order Hogan signed in 2016, requiring schools to start after Labor Day and end by June 15th. Senator Paul Pinsky, chairman of the Senate Education, Health, and Environmental Affairs Committee, said the executive order is too restrictive.
The state law for probably 30, 40, 50 years has said there should be a minimum of 180 days. In 2021, based on input from school systems across the state, they are barely going to be able to get 180 days of instruction because of this inflexible start date and end date.
The House is expected to vote to override the veto today. I am Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.